People looking for work in Oregon can take heart in a recent report out of the State Employment Department. It shows the fastest job growth in Oregon in 8 years. And the rate of growth puts Oregon ahead of the national average for a change. Oregon is often ahead of the national average on the unemployment rate, so these latest developments are good ones. But there are always lots of little facts and figures that go into these bigger reports. And to help us weed out the wheat from the chaff, here's Guy Tower, an economist from the Oregon Employment Department based in Medford. Guy, thanks for joining us on The Exchange once again.
Good morning, Jeffrey. Glad to be here.
So what is the basic story of this most recent report, and what period in time are we looking at here?
Well, that's over the past year. So we look at our job growth change in payroll employment, and it certainly has accelerated. We're growing at a pace of about 2.6%, and that's faster than the U.S. average, about 1.6%. So that puts us ranked about seventh fastest of all states in Oregon in terms of our recent over-the-year job growth trend. So it's been accelerating. If we look at our monthly job change in 2012, we were adding an average of 2,000 jobs a month. In 2013, that increased to about 3,500 jobs a month. And between January and April 2014, we've gained an average of 4,900 jobs per month. So it's a story of faster acceleration and faster job growth for Oregon in a steady recovery over the past 3 years in terms of the Oregon statewide numbers. So there's certainly some variations around the state, but a lot of that's really been driven by the Portland numbers. So about 80% of the employment in the state is in the Willamette Valley. So when you hear the Oregon data, you really have to realize that it's really heavily weighted toward the Portland metro area in those statewide figures.
So then when you look at geographical breakdowns, then does the Portland area outstrip other parts of the state in its rate of growth?
Certainly. Portland's been growing over the past year about 2.9%. That's our recent estimate for April, and that's the fastest of the metro area. Salem's growing at about 2.1%, Eugene 2.1%, and there's been some recent slowness in Jackson County. Right now we're showing an over-the-year change of about 80 jobs lost over the year in Jackson County. But you have to remember that we have been gaining jobs from that recessionary trough, so we're up about 4%. In other words, we've gained about 3,000 jobs in Jackson County from that low point back in 2011, but we're still about 5,600 jobs below where we were in 2007. So we have gained jobs up about 4%, but we're still down about 7 percentage points from where we were before the recession hit. It's been kind of a mixed bag, whereas we have been gaining some jobs. We just had some recent slowness, particularly in southwest Oregon. So across the state, we've had about 4 out of 5 counties across Oregon gaining jobs over the past year. But a number of those counties that have lost jobs over the year are in southwest Oregon. Curry County is down by about 140 jobs. Douglas County is down by 240. Klamath down by 110 jobs. So there has been a little bit of weakness in this area of the state.
When you look at a place like Curry County, where there simply aren't that many people or jobs, 140 would actually be a fairly large percentage in jobs lost, wouldn't it?
It is, and that's one of the areas that we've seen a slight uptick in the seasonally adjusted unemployment rate over the year. Curry County's most recent number for April estimate is at 10.7%. Little change, but still up a tick. It was 10.6% in April 2013. So, yeah, things have definitely been a little bit quieter over there. They've lost a few jobs over the year in construction. Professional business services are down a little bit, as well as retail trade. So some of the areas that have really seen rapid growth in Oregon statewide, those are three sectors that we've seen a lot of jobs added statewide, those numbers fell in Curry County over the past year. And it's kind of the same in Jackson County as well, where we've seen losses in professional business services down by about 500 over the year, and that's a sector that's added close to 9,000 jobs across Oregon statewide. So there's really a lot of mix across the state in terms of what industries have been adding jobs and where those jobs have been showing up at.
Are there, when you talk about professional business services not doing terribly well in southwestern Oregon, what kinds of jobs are those? Are these generally office jobs, insurance, things like that?
Right, exactly. Anywhere from accountants to software developers, architects, engineering, and it also includes a sector called management of companies, so those corporate headquarter jobs, as well as call center employment and also temporary help and those sorts of jobs, employee leasing, temporary agencies and things like that fall into that category of professional business services. So it's really a broad-based category of service-related jobs.
Guy Towers, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange. He's an economist with the Oregon Employment Department based in Medford. We're talking about the latest figures that show actually pretty good job growth in Oregon overall, actually outstripping the national average for rate of job growth. But it's a little slower as you get further outside the Portland metro area and actually going into negative numbers in parts of southwestern Oregon. Join us on the Exchange if you have comments or questions for Guy. 800-838-3760, anywhere you hear us. In the Rogue Valley, 541-552-6782, by email jx@jeffnet.org. So we were just talking about the professional business services. Is that the real growth area in the Portland area, or are there other jobs that are gaining even faster?
Well, in terms of the rate of growth, construction is really doing quite well for Oregon statewide. So we're up about 8,000 jobs over the year in construction, whereas we haven't seen much change in construction employment here in southwestern Oregon. So that's one of the areas where Coos County is down about 30 jobs over the year, Curry County is down 50. Construction has actually been flat in Josephine County and in Jackson County over the year as well. So a lot of that growth has been in the Portland area. Bend is certainly doing a little bit better in construction employment, but it's really been driven by the Portland area. So that's probably the fastest growing industry. And the one that I think surprised the economists the most in the Office of Economic Analysis, the ones in charge of doing the revenue forecast for the state, and so they also do industry employment estimates, and that's one industry that's really picked up faster than what they were expecting at the close of session forecast, they call it. So they're just getting ready to release their next quarterly forecast about a week from today. So it'll be interesting to see how those revenue numbers come out in light of slightly faster job growth that we've seen in Oregon, especially over the past few months.
Well, that can be an unenviable job, because it is that forecast upon which the kicker will or will not be distributed in Oregon if the actual revenue comes in more than 2% above their projections.
Right, and job growth doesn't always equate to revenue growth, because there's lots of other sources of state revenue, corporate taxes and taxes from dividends and interest and rent and things like that also help fund Oregon. So it's not necessarily that just because job growth is a little bit faster that the revenue forecast will be off by much, but I'd say wait and see to see what their numbers show as well. But you know, one thing in this terms of construction, we have seen a bit of a slowing in housing across the U.S. over the past few months. So it's one of the areas that I think a lot of economists were expecting to see this kind of building momentum, and it's been a little bit slower. So in terms of overall construction activity in the U.S., I think we're building new homes at a rate of around 1 million homes per year, seasonally adjusted rate. Was the most recent monthly data. And so that's not quite up to the speed that you would expect this far into the recovery. So housing has certainly been an area where we've seen some recent slowness nationally, and that may weigh on some of the construction employment here as well, because building permits in Oregon haven't changed a whole lot over the past year. So that's one area in their models where they're seeing some future slowness in terms of construction. So a lot of people are putting off buying homes. They kind of got scared during the housing boom and bubble, and so household formation rates are a little bit down, and there's been more construction in multifamily apartments, duplexes, and things like that. And so some of this construction growth that we've seen may not continue as strong in the next year or so.
Guy, can that be something, housing, something of a chicken and egg question, like the question of whether people buy houses because the economy is good, or whether the economy is good because they buy houses?
It's certainly, they do feed on each other. So when things are going good, wages are rising, jobs are more plentiful, then that gives people more confidence that maybe they, it's time to move out of their parents' basement. Maybe it is time to go ahead and strike it out on their own. So we have had a lot of people sharing homes through the recession and doubling up and things like that. But as the unemployment rate has come down, jobs have been growing over the past few years, and so that has certainly helped the overall housing market. But there's still challenges in terms of being able to access financing. Credit standards are still pretty tight. Lending is more difficult than it was before the recession. So some of those factors are certainly some headwinds facing overall growth in construction and housing permit numbers.
Again, Guy Tower, our guest on the Jefferson Exchange, an economist with the Oregon Employment Department. Guy, I know there's been a lot said through the course of this recession about unemployment figures, employment figures, and older workers. Is there a particular trend that has been picked up in Oregon in this set of reports?
Well, certainly. We look at labor force participation rates, and for older workers, that has rose through a good part of the recession, and it's just recently declined by a couple percentage points. And certainly older workers, unemployment rates are a bit lower than, say, for example, the youngest workers. So, for example, in 2013, unemployment rates for those 55 and older were about 5%, whereas the overall unemployment rate for all ages closer to about 8.5%, close to 9% for Oregon statewide. So unemployment rates are lower, but we have seen a slight decline in participation rates for older workers. And so I think what's caused that is maybe people had put off retirement as their stock portfolios declined in value, as stock prices fell so much during the Great Recession, as housing prices fell so much. But we've seen a recent uptick both in stock prices and in home prices, and so maybe people are a little bit more confident to go ahead and step into their retirement. So we have seen a slight decline in labor force participation rate for that 55 and older group in Oregon. Where we've seen the biggest decline is in the youngest workers. So the labor force participation rate, that's the percentage of people that are either looking for work or employed in Oregon, recent peak was right around year 2000, close to 70% of folks 16 to 24 were participating in the labor market, and that's declined to about 55% in the most recent year. So it's been tougher with unemployment rates as high as they've been. There's been a crowding out effect where maybe some of those older workers staying in the labor force longer have made it more difficult for younger workers to get some of the jobs that they traditionally might have held. And on top of that, now that we're seeing those older workers possibly exiting the labor force, that may help the younger workers. But in terms of Oregon, the teens, say the 16 to 19, they represent about 13% of the total labor force, but they make up 29% of Oregon's total unemployed. So it has been a really tough market for the youngest folks in the labor force.
Are those things connected from the numbers you see in Oregon? I know we've heard lots of reports from the national level about the fact that you have a lot of people, older workers, for example, trying to make living wages for families, working at places like fast food joints, which are jobs that were once held by teenagers. Is it really a case of the older workers holding those jobs and the teens not getting them now?
Well, I did an analysis on the grocery store industry a while ago, and back in, say, 1990, about 1 in 10 workers were in that youngest group, that 16 to 19-year-old group, and that declined to about 1 in 30 in the most recent data that I looked at. So certainly I think it's part efficiency. I mean, if you think about, you know, looking at grocery stores, when's the last time someone helped you carry your groceries out, or you needed someone to stand there and count your bottles when you brought them back to return? So part of it is efficiency. Companies are looking to save labor costs, and some of those lowest skill jobs that might have been taken by teens and workers with less experience, just for efficiency's sake and competition and trying to save costs, some of those jobs may not be there anymore. And certainly there is a crowding out effect where you've got higher unemployment rates. Therefore, it's really an employer's market. So all things being equal, they're likely to maybe pick someone with more experience and training and work history than someone just trying to get a job that doesn't have any experience whatsoever. So it certainly has been a challenge. That's one of the things that policymakers really need to look at, is looking at how can we get those folks employed. And the other side is, too, we've put a lot of emphasis on education, and part of the reason why people are not participating in the labor force is because there's been more value placed on higher education. So over time, skill demands create higher levels of education needs, and therefore people are staying in school to be able to compete for jobs that are out there just because skill requirements have increased so much over time. There's just more demand for people with more skills, and people are staying in school longer because they realize there are better chances to earn more money and have better opportunities in the labor market with more education. So that's been part of the story on the youth employment trends as well.
I'm glad you added that, because I had this vision of the people not participating because they're hanging in their parents' basements and playing video games, but it sounds like they're actually getting an education, a lot of them as well.
Right. So in the long term, that could be good as we increase our educational attainment for society as a whole. That makes the labor market more attractive for new companies to come into the area. When you've got a higher educated workforce, more productivity, businesses can make more widgets with less people if they're smarter and can make widgets more efficiently. So that's a simple way to put it. But with higher education levels in your workforce, that does lead to better productivity, and economies that traditionally have had more educated workforces tend to also have higher incomes, higher earnings, and better employment growth.
And we will see in reports down the road, but what a wealth of information we got today. Guy Towers, an economist with the Oregon Employment Department. Thank you so much, Guy.
Thank you very much.
It's good to have you. Bottom of the hour on the Jefferson Exchange, here's Garrison Keillor.